Welcome to the Steam Team Podcast with Brian Briggs and John Samuelson. Join us as we talk about all things science, technology, engineering, arts, and math related. For more information, go to steamteacher.com. Hello, and welcome to the Steam Team. What's going on? Did you miss us? We're back. I know you didn't miss us. We've only had two shows.
Yeah, we couldn't make our presence felt.
And then one of them was just a planning show, so that was horribly planned, maybe. But we're back. We're going to start going this year, and we're going to start going Monday nights at 8 o'clock, because why watch Monday Night Football?
That's right.
That's totally right. I'm John Samuelson. I'm in Portland, Oregon. And my main man is down in Sacktown area. Really, we like to call it Davis, though.
Yeah,
his name is?
I'm Brian Briggs from the People Republic of Davis is what we refer to it as.
That's right. UC Davis.
The land of pepper spray.
I can name a fine quarterback that went to UC Davis.
Ken O'Brien?
That was who I was going to... Ken O'Brien. You guys are all down with him. Yeah.
He was a legend.
Drafted ahead of Dan Marino.
His claim to fame when we were here, when he was in college, he was bench pressing 400 pounds for a quarterback was kind of insane.
Ooh, look at him.
Yeah, and good I think he leads the NFL for the most quarterback sacks. He was on the receiving end.
The receiving end of that, yeah. Wow. I'm surprised that wasn't a Bears quarterback, if you know what I'm saying. But boom. Anyway, we didn't come here to talk sports. We came here to talk a little Steam, my friends. We're talking Steam.
Steam.
And you know what? No one knows Steam as well as Brian Briggs. Well, I'm just going to say that right now. Yeah. Because he was quoted, and we'll give you a starter corner right off the bat. I was buying my Mod T 3D printer, the newest edition, and lo and behold, I see a quote from Brian Briggs.
And I did not know that.
Right. It was so good. He didn't even know that he was quoted. But I think that that's awesome. So right there. So you are getting a podcast from a person that was quoted on a Kickstarter. Like they had him like the expert. Right, Brian?
Yeah. Yeah, I was on there. And of course, thanks to you, I didn't know I was on it until you pointed it out. You showed me the video of you reading it.
No, that's right. I did a Voxer video, and I never do Voxer videos. So the Mod T printer is there, and that is Brian Briggs approved because I read it. I don't even have to ask him.
I like that printer, and now again, I mean, they're showing some of the improvements on there, and now I really want to get this one.
Did you not get it?
I didn't get it.
Okay, I got it already.
Okay, and I mean, at that price is crazy. Did you get it?
Yeah. I wish I didn't get it at the $149. I got it at the $199.
But still, for a 3D printer, it's a good build. You have one there.
I do have one there, and you know what? I figured if I got another one, this is enough where if a teacher, I'm in a TOSA-like position, right? So that if a teacher asked me for one, I could actually lend them both of my Mod T printers then. And one of the things that we saw was, and we'll just throw this out here since we're going to talk about Steam, just things we're excited for, looking forward to this year, is the City X project. Did I show you about the City X project?
No, you didn't tell me about that.
So it's kind of a design thinking, 3D printing challenge kind of thing. And I love the whole design thinking process, and it has all the stuff right there. And I don't know if it hasn't been going, but a teacher pointed it out to me and said she's been doing it. So it has all the elements I like. It has creativity, design thinking, 3D printing. I was like, wow, this is legit. The kids are trying to solve problems. So I would suggest people, we'll put that one link on there. There's our first link, CityX Project. We'll put that on the Adobe Spark page for sure.
And what did they say what age or grade level that's appropriate?
I think the people that are doing it in my school district, Beaverton School District, are fifth graders. But I'm sure you could get it down to fourth grade.
And I think also vice versa, the reverse, you could probably go up to eighth grade with that.
Oh, sure. So I think it's good. Check it out. I thought it was, I was like, how did I not, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, you think you know a lot, and then you stumble across something. You're like, wow, that looks really cool. How have I not seen that in the 3 years it's been out? But I hadn't. So
yeah, wow. Anyway. There's always those gems that are hiding.
I like finding a gem that's been hiding on the Twitters, and this one was just given to me through the old-fashioned social network, word of mouth.
the original social network.
I know. Do you ever do that? Where I go to people sometimes, I say, you know what? I did send you an email on this, but here, I'm going to give you a verbal email right now, and then you can just delete that. So there you go. What's something you're looking forward to, Brian, this year? What's something you're doing? I'm looking forward to a lot of things.
Well, the one thing I was looking forward to that, again, was actually working with students.
That's always a good thing, right?
Yeah, so I started working with this enrichment club, and it was kind of like, it's a six-week program, and we meet once a week, and I was trying to to create this program that's kind of canned, so then I can do it at other sites, other enrichments for like 6 weeks. So again, nice. we start with paper and pencil. And we do that, the one coding where the graph paper coding was on the day one, and then we got them into code.org, and then day two we did the cups coding, where you know it's kind of like you're like the toy crane and you have to move the cups and your partner has to write the code.
Oh, for it. Okay, I thought you were gonna say it's like that song from that movie.
Not the cups, with Anna Kendrick.
Love Anna Kendrick and the cups.
But it's called like My Robotic Friends is the program. And then tomorrow.
That's funny. You know what, Brian? My only friends are robotic too.
That's pretty. Yeah, mine.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
I have R2 here. R2's right next.
Hey, do you have R2? Look at this. I have R2 right here too. Look at that. He's backwards though.
Oops, mine too.
Sorry, R2. This is only good if you're watching the show, which we didn't tweet out the link for, but I see we do have one viewer, which is kind of scary at the same time.
It's probably a ghost.
It's the ghost of C-3PO.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yes, I'm sorry. I was just making a joke that I'm antisocial and I have no friends, but it's not really true. Brian's my friend. He's a real person. Other. That's right.
So tomorrow is kind of like a creative day. Or not creative, just an exploration day where I'm splitting the group, where half of the group is going to be with Spheros and just using Blockly coding, and the other half is going to be with Dash. And then next week, I'm going to set up challenges that they have to meet. And then I'm hoping on the very last day is I want them to create challenges with the robots so they can test them out with each other. So
that sounds awesome.
Decided kind of ending with them creating. So they're going to have to write their code and do an activity. And then the way to test it is on other people. So, you know, they're going to have to leave their coding challenge card for someone else to try.
That seems to be a big thing right now, too, is the coding challenge cards, right?
I totally agree.
I like those, too. I just got my ones for Dash and Dot, and I'm anxious to try them out. They're pretty cool. And then, I don't know, you can't beat a challenge card. No, how are you... So you have your plan. Do you have the plan like diagrammed on like a Google Doc or something like that?
The plan for?
For your club. Do you have like the innovation club? Like you said, you're trying to can it for, have you been taking notes on it? And do you have
I have it.
You share it with me and I could steal it and act like I invented it?
You bet. I have it as, it's a slide. It's a presentation, a Google presentation.
Cool. So, are you going to do it at Fall Q?
No.
Oh, okay. That would have been a good one to do at Fall Q. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so it's a six week program, only one day a week. So hopefully, you know, make it robust in the future and have it maybe twice a week, and then in the curriculum every day would be great.
Oh, that would be cool. All right, well, so I want this, so we can put the slide deck somewhere, and then we can share that out.
I can share it with you. So once I'm done with it, yeah.
Okay, that'd be very Ryan like of you, right? Because that's what Ryan does. I feel like.
Oh yeah, right? Sharing is caring.
Yeah, he's like Mr. Blogger. I wish I was Mr. Blogger.
I me too. I wish. And his is like on the level of like Eric Kurtz and Tony Vincent, where they're like learning modules that Ryan has. They're like tutorials that they.
Let's not go crazy though. Let's not. You just mentioned Tony Vincent. I mean, you have to be doing it a long time to get up to Tony. Did you see that he just celebrated the 15-year anniversary of Learning in Hand? 15 was the 15 years ago he registered that domain.
That is crazy.
I know. So Ryan's got a ways. I mean, I'm not trying to dismiss Ryan, and I'm not trying to disrespect him, but Tony Vincent is like
He's
been doing it for a while.
We had him on our show not too long ago, and I mean, I was like kind of like starstruck.
He's very charming, isn't he?
He is. He is charming.
He's very easy on the eyes too. He's like a George Kuros, except
who would be the month of July? George.
That's right. He's on. He would be in the handsome men of EdTech calendar. but yeah, Tony Vincent is like, you know, whereas George Kuros is kind of like Canada's EdTech guy. We have Tony. We have Tony, and he's living down in Iowa, right in the heart of a heartland. He's good. Tony's good stuff. Yeah. So here, I've got one for you right there. When you're talking about just like the paper and pencil coding.
Yeah.
So I just have stuff around my desk, seriously, that I don't have as props, like R2-D2 and things like that. But this one looks interesting. And I bought this for $15 at Target. And there were two other games. But so this one is called... Have you seen that? So it's called Code Programming Game Series from ThinkFun. And I got the one that looked the easiest, and it's called On the Brink. I haven't opened it yet. And it says 40 Beginner to Expert Challenges, a perfect game for Hour of Code if you were a teacher that just wanted to do it unplugged and don't have a lot of technology in your classroom.
And that's a Target.
No, it's a Target. It's $15 at Target. I almost bought all three of them, but I slowed my roll. Instead, I bought something else, and I was giving it to my wife for her classroom. I bought an Ozobot, actually, Ozobot Bit.
Oh, okay.
Because it was on sale. Because the Target has those little coupons sometimes.
Yeah, so, in the cartwheel.
Yeah. And so then I also got this one. So these are things I'm just peeling off stuff from my desk, props that are here that I just want to look through. But then did you get your Star Wars coding with Scratch?
I got one, and I got a second one and gave it to Ryan.
Oh, cool. That's good. All right. So have you started any of them yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so I've actually looked through that one, and I was almost going to start, and then I think my kids interrupted me. But so if you have kids that are doing Scratch, Star Wars coding projects, so we'll put both of those, and it's from DK Press that does a lot of those types of books. They have a lot of Scratch books. But
what I was going to start doing was create a Google folder with Star Wars clip art. So you can use – don't you have to input the clip art into those? So have the Star Wars characters already ready to go. So you have this mutual folder, and the kids can just, you know, you give them the link, and then, you know, they're all right there. So it saves that time for them going to go look for them.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I feel like they're there, but I also feel like they tell you how to kind of draw them in the Scratch art section too.
Yeah, and that's ideal, but I mean,
it would take forever, right? It would take a long time. I could see somebody trying to build Yoda, and it would take them more than a 45-minute like computer lab period. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So we'll put links to those in there too. And once Ryan is finished with his club, which I'm totally stealing, Innovation Club, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and while I'm doing it, I'm getting more ideas. You know, other ones I want to try. Like there's another after school club I want to do is solely like movie making. And teaching the process. So, and do like a 6-week program on there.
That's cool. You know, I'm doing a movie making tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning.
All right. What are you using?
What a regular class. Well, you know, my guy that, so we do have here, I'll keep writing down links to put in there. So we have our Beaverton's Film Festival, which I would love for anyone to go and take a look at all the films from the last 3 years that we put up there. It's called signaltonoisefestival.com. Just like it sounds. So we have, but what we're going to do is I'm taking Colin, who's one of our experts that kind of makes the videos for our district, and he's going to come in and talk to the fifth graders a little bit about just like camera angles and different things. Right. But you know what he likes, which is really crazy to me, but I've had this discussion with him a bunch of times. He loves the flip cameras that they don't make anymore. You know what I'm talking about with those flip cameras?
Yeah.
He actually bought three of them used on – so you can get them used
on eBay.
On Amazon too. Oh, yeah. Really? And I didn't even think about checking eBay, but I should. So he went to Amazon, and you can get all these different sailors who kind of go through. And what he likes about them is that they're easy. And I said, well, the software though, doesn't it – because I had one of those flip cameras like – I want to say 10 or 11 years ago, Brian, right? They're old, right? Yeah. And they kind of got replaced by the cell phone is why they don't make them anymore. But So he likes that you can just take the USB and plug it in. And he said he just brings it straight into iMovie then. And I said, oh, I thought it was like a weird file format. And he said, you must have had one of the first ones because now it just does MP4. You just bring it into iMovie. And so you don't have to use their weird film editing software, which you used to have to use back in like 2007, 2008. So he likes those.
I'm looking on eBay right now. They're around $30 each.
Okay, so we need to go to eBay because they were about 45 on Amazon. And then I was actually going to buy one just to test it out because you know how I am. I just buy stuff. And it actually, somebody must have bought it. And then it went. The next one went up to about 57. So I was like, oh, 57. When you had me at 42.
Yeah.
But 57, that extra 15, that's an extra coding game right there that I could buy. So
that's right. There you go.
If I had just been quicker on the trigger. So yeah, I'm going to go in and do some, I feel like that's really important just to talk about as they go on. We have some incredible movies that you can look at on Signal Noise Festival, but so we're going to try and start training them earlier and younger to just kind of be a little bit more keen on like camera angles and be aware of shots and things like that. So I'm going to go do that lesson with him and hopefully some of his expertise will rub off on me and then I can go and duplicate that lesson throughout the district without having to have Colin there.
I think it's great to start early. You know, like you said, by the time when it comes the official time to shoot movies, they're going to have all those like the goofy experiences out. Kind of like when you do that first PowerPoint or slideshow, you want to do the worst one ever. So, and again, the great thing about video is, you know, the kids, they shoot it on their, with their phones at home, like on the weekends. And I remember shooting skateboard videos with the camcorder over your shoulder. And, now they're in their pocket. So
I know it's cool. That's fair. You're so California right there when you were doing that, weren't you?
Yeah, I was blending right in.
There you go. That's cool. Well, so we're going to do, so I'm excited to do that tomorrow. So I'll see you. It's actually the first time. And he's going in to do a series of kind of lessons with them. And then our goal is we really want that school, which hasn't entered anything into our film festival, to have a good entry into our film festival. And that's all our goal is.
And what video producing, what are you using? What program?
So so I'm assuming if he's going to do that, he's going to use iMovie from the Flip Video. But we do also have these things. We do have some pretty good ones that have good microphones on that are much more expensive that I think he borrowed too. And I forget what they're called, but they're pretty good. And I think he might use some of those too. But we use whatever they need to use. Sometimes we shoot with that. We use WeVideo if they have Chromebooks, if they do have access to iPads or Macs. We use iMovie. We teach them to use both. We try and keep them just kind of on those two for right now, and then they can branch out if they want iMovie and WeVideo.
I was going to say, one that I was going to share on Check This Out is it's called Video Shop.
Okay, and I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, I think it's $1.99, and it's on Apple and Android.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it was really cool, and I stumbled upon it because I wanted to do stop motion. But I found something else to do stop motion. But this one's really cool because you can put in sound effects. You can go slow motion. You can add a music. It's a lot like some of the features that are in iMovie. So when we talk about device agnostic, it's almost a program. I mean, since you know how to do iMovie and video creating, the students will pick this up pretty quickly also because it's a lot of the same tools.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll take a look. You know, I'm always good for anything that's, you know, you can add, that's what I like about iMovie. You can add just anything, save it to your camera roll, and then from any different program and just flip it in there, right? And mash it all together. The thing that I thought was funny is with the new screen recording feature of iOS 11, my daughter is actually able to make Roblox videos on her, my iPad now. I call it hers because she takes it all the time, but it's my iPad. But she, you know what the funny thing is? So she's third grade, and you'd think, okay, she's, you know, iPad Sammy's kid, my former claim, you know, my former identity. And she was teaching herself iMovie. She had a couple days off for conferences. She taught herself iMovie. She was so proud of her. There was hardly anything. I really tried to be hands off. And then after she learned the titles and things like that, I mean, she's just starting third grade, hadn't helped her at all.
He takes after then, you.
She came in and I showed her this little thing I bought, which is like a little app to make your own like trailers all fancy. Yeah. So I said, okay, you can do that, but I've got a $1.99 app that does this. And then she was like, whoa, camera roll and import it. And I thought, okay, there's no way she just got those instructions. She totally nailed it. It wasn't even close.
That's perfect.
She's just like, yeah, so that's how easy it is. So beginning third grader can make stuff and learn on their own. They just gotta have something they like to do, right? She loves the Roblox. Yeah. She loves making Roblox and she loves uploading it to her YouTube channel, which she has now.
Crazy.
So there you go. Go figure. Well, you know what I want to do, Brian, after school is that I'm really trying to get started and I feel like people can still get on this one is the Wonder Workshop dash and dot. Like I'm going to do it wrong, but it's a contest basically.
Yeah.
Right. Where they have the challenges. Did you do any of that last year or have any teachers that did that?
No, I didn't do that's what I'm, that was this enrichment class that I was working on now was we're not going to do it this year. I wanted to give them the background and the proficiency of using coding with dash and dot. And so next year when the contest comes about that we'll be able to hop all over it.
But yeah, so it's cool. So of course, you know me, I just dive right in, right? So we actually negotiated to get some little extra dash and dots that I can give out to because I think you need them for about, the challenge takes probably about the team about 2 months or so.
Yeah.
And then finally you have to go in. But it's fun. We joined the, there's an Edmodo group. So you join the Edmodo group and nice. You don't even have to, you just sign up for their emails and you can get all the stuff too. And I think that one of the cool things is if you're out in the West Coast, like Brian and I are, there's a new person that works there, Naomi Harm, mm-hmm. who used to be a good friend of former Techlandia host Kurt Rees. And so I met Naomi in person for the first time, and she showed us some of the cool stuff you can do with the dash and dot. And we our crew was totally sold. So we worked really hard, put in an order, and we've been recruiting teachers. And I feel like we're at the time right now where we're going to have them go. And I think I'm going to have to do, I was trying before school. I thought there might've been an opportunity, but after school is going to be the way I think we're going to go. And then at least I can help and do some of the stuff. So I think we're going to have 5 teams, at least from Beaverton this year.
Awesome.
Enter the Wonder Workshop. And you can be, I think it's 6 to 8 or 9 to 12.
Okay.
So you can do this as low as first grade.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, and teams of 4, I guess, right? And teams of 4, and a team of 4 would need 1 robot. And then they're slowly releasing the challenges this year, as opposed to last year where they gave you 5 challenges, and then you could kind of do them at your leisure. Now that they've released 1 already, but the second one doesn't even release until October 30th.
Which is next week.
Yeah, which is a week from today. So, I mean, you've still got plenty of time to get in there. In fact, I just got the email said, you've still got plenty of time. I'm like, okay, good. I need plenty of time.
Yeah.
I've been really trying to get them done. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to. So I'll check back in and let people know. But one of the things in my queue right now to buy is also they have the new green dot with the accessory pack kind of thing. And that's on sale, right? Did you get it?
No, I'm on the fence on getting the Q, their new robot.
The Q would be cool too, and that's their middle school robot.
Yeah.
So,
and that one,
I know Naomi needs to hook us up. Maybe I feel like she said that maybe she's going to give us one to pilot out. Maybe I'll ask her about that.
I would not argue.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, huh?
Yeah, and I think if I saw correctly, I think that you can use JavaScript coding on that one.
Yes.
Which is
so it's cool, right? So it's trying to find that. Don't you think that's the gap? Kind of the gap right now is there's a lot of stuff made for elementary
mm-hmm.
that's really good, but I feel like they're not bringing, you know, block coding stuff. Even Old Man Samuelson can do block coding, but then once you kind of transition up to like Python or JavaScript, that's where you need that's I think the new market, and I feel like we're gonna get a new wave of toys coming in. The Q being the first one, and then you know also the Sphero Mini. Being the second, I think, right? Because I'm pretty sure now that codes in JavaScript.
Yeah.
Sphero Mini.
I have the Mini right here.
Oh, there we go. See, there you go.
And like, that was the one thing that I was looking forward to, like this year at the beginning, like you said, new year, what ideas I'm looking forward to is the last couple of months, I want to say like the Steam tools have been, you know, kind of stagnant there hasn't been really anything new. And I'm looking forward to seeing like the pedagogy catch up with these robots, how you can use them in the classroom. And like what you said right there is how other programs are using these tools, these robots that we have, for example, and tying in JavaScript or Python and like with the Sphero. You know, I know Apple Swift, the playground, is incorporating them too, but that, like taking it that next level where, you know, we've done it once, now put it on the shelf. No, now it's time to take it off the shelf and let's see how we can, you know, remix it, as the kids say these days.
As we know that that's the way they go, is the whole remix culture, right? I mean, that's what you got to start to do. And that's some of the best stuff is remixed. You take a little bit. I saw something, Nicole Carter shared something with me, Brian, where she said, look at this podcast. It sounds exactly like the Teaching in Beta podcast you had the idea for. I said, well, I said, if I don't get started on it, somebody else is bound to pick up on it sooner or later. I'm like, I can still do it. I've got, you know, unless those people want to buy teachinginbeta.com off me, then we got it.
There you go.
So anyway, hey, by the way, did I tell you that for this podcast, by the way, we'll put some of the stuff onto our favorite, the Adobe Spark page that we talk about, so that you can check it out at your leisure and not have to sit there and write down a whole bunch of things. But we also have our steamteacher.com website, so we can add to it anytime. Brian, did I make you an admin yet? I'll make you an admin. It's just placeholding right now, but it's all set up and ready to start uploading stuff. Maybe the first episode, we'll just put up this one.
There you go. How about that? We can do that.
Right. And we're planning on going weekly now, right? We can go weekly. Should we go weekly or bi-weekly, Brian? We can go weekly for a while, right?
Let's go weekly for a while, see how our schedule is.
We'll go weekly for a while until Thanksgiving, and then we'll get tired, and then we'll come back in, right? But we need to hit it hard, because Christmas time's when you need to know about all the steam toys, right? That's when we buy all our stuff, right?
So we'll go hard till tryptophan kicks in at Thanksgiving.
Get yes.
tired. Work off that extra turkey, and then we'll come back hard for the Christmas sale.
That's right. So we'll come back in for the Christmas sale. Not that we're seeing any money off of that, but we're just saying we'll try and guide you in the right direction a little bit. And sometime maybe we'll have to see about questions or something. Maybe we can bring some people on for questions. Too bad we don't have the days of the blab. That's one where a blab would have been handy, right, Brian? All right. So tell me, for crowdsourcing corner as we finish up, what is your Kickstarter of the week?
Mine happens to be Spinbox. And Spinbox is a do-it-yourself, you create it from scratch, kind of like Piper, you know, the Piper boxes.
Yes, love the Piper.
So this is Spinbox, where they send you the materials and you make your own turntable. So, you know, we're talking Steam. We got our music here. And they send you the pieces. You put it together and like you got to mix match what you wanted to pick from it. So I picked the extra built-in amplifiers. So it's almost like portable too. So it looks pretty cool. So I'm waiting for it to show up. It's spinbox.cc.
All right, Spinbox. Okay, well, I hate to say that we didn't plan this out, but we didn't plan this out. Mine is, ready for this one?
What?
The Smithsonian Anthology of Hip Hop and Rap. Ooh. A 300-page book and 9 CDs with one of our favorites, Chuck D, doing the promo video on Kickstarter. So there's one that I'm going to take a hard look at, because if there's anything that I grew up with, it's the old rap music.
Yes.
And that looks pretty cool. Nobody would do it better than Chuck D and the Smithsonian. Come on now. That's a win there.
What was it called again?
It's called the Smithsonian Anthology of Hip Hop and Rap. Make hip hop history with a landmark collection of music, stunning visuals, and powerful stories collected in a 300-page book and 9 CDs.
Does that look good? What would be even better is if it came on record, you can play it on my Spinbox.
Right? They should go back to the vinyl on that one. That would be kicking it classic right there. There you go. So that's mine. Totally nothing to do with Steam, but I guess it does, because you're right. It's the arts part of the Steam, right?
There you go. That's it.
There you go. Well, and we will say also that we Brian does recommend the Mod T printer, the second gen, and it's there, and we'll put the link to that page. I might even just put a screenshot of that and just put it into the Adobe page like its own thing, right?
I think I should just put that quote. It can be on anything, like on my webpage.
Yeah. I'll have it in
there.
Yeah, no, well, we're totally putting that on steamteacher.com. We're going to put that there.
That'll be the quote for it.
Oh, man, that's pretty good. Okay, well, so I don't know, you know, in wrapping up, I did do my webinar the other day for EdWeb, and it was on Coding in STEAM, Becoming Future Ready was the title. Mm-hmm. I didn't make it up. They'd made it up for me. So that was an interesting one. So if you are interested in that, you can put the link to that and you can listen to me talk for a whole 45 minutes. But the good thing about that, Brian, is at the end, I lop you up four meatball question, multiple choices, and then you can get an hour's worth of PD credit for it.
Oh, nice.
Look at that. I know. Who would have thought I could give out PD credit? I guess I can if I go through EdWeb. So there you go.
It's kind of interesting. Is it like you said, there's the video and multiple questions. I was just trying to think, if you just strip the audio, can you put it on an episode of this?
Oh, I don't know, because, you know, we do this one on YouTube where it's easy to strip the audio. I bet EdWeb has some weird software where you can't do that, right?
If there's a will, there's a way.
Okay, well, maybe we can hack that then. We'll remix that one then. We'll put it on there. I don't know if we can guarantee the credit like EdWeb, though. EdWeb can.
Yeah.
But it's, it's very interesting. So that was kind of a fun one. And I think I'm going back for a repeat engagement on November 15th for the Hour of Code.
Nice.
And how are you not getting in on this? We need to get you in on this because you're the real expert. I'm just the person with Twitter followers, which doesn't know a lot and just ask you every question.
Maybe I'll have to come up to Portland and we'll do it together. Kind of like in the, what was it? The movie, The Internship?
That's right.
We can be in the same webcam.
That's right. Oh my gosh, that'd be funny. Well, so what do you want to talk about next week? As long as we're going here real quick, you want to go anything? Have you done your Sphero minis? You want to talk a little R2D2 Sphero? Do you want to see if we can get Jeremy McDonald on from Sphero? See if we can do a Sphero show at all?
Maybe we either do Sphero or we do a little bit more in depth and do a little bit more with the Wonder Workshop.
I would love to do the Wonder Workshop. In fact, it's really good because Naomi Harm, I'm telling you, she's a go-getter. And she's actually doing a video chat with our team tomorrow. Okay. So, maybe we can go through the challenge cards and all the things that are with it. Like I said, I might have the new dot,
the creative
accessory. The green dot with the accessory pack is on sale, $10 off. So it's $69.99, I think, for until November 4th.
Okay.
I think I have that queued up in one of my tabs. I think there might be a purchase happening here pretty soon. I'm just saying. If it's me, it's a purchase.
It's happening by the end of the night.
There should be, you know what, and that should be, it probably is. The thing is, I think that should be our motto, Brian. I think I found our motto. You know what? We'll buy it and test it out so you don't have to.
There you go.
How about that? And we'll give you our honest opinion on everything, and then you can decide what you want to do. You want to buy it or sell it?
Yeah.
You know, there we go.
We'll take it off your hands.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, maybe we'll take it off your hands too if you don't like it, and we do.
Yeah.
So anyway. Well, thanks for I'm sorry about your Packers, by the way, Brian. Just saying.
Yeah.
I do want to say that our Bears are horrible, and I don't know how they win completing four passes. I want them to lose. That's why they're winning. But I will give a little shout out to the Portland Trailblazers who are playing like they're gonna finish like as the 7 or 8 seed. But you know what, Brian? As long as they play hard and try their best, just like you should do in STEAM.
There you go.
Tinker hard and play your best. You'll be good. Oh my goodness, Brian! We picked up 2 viewers. How do we pick up 2 viewers now? Are you tweeting out the link for this?
I'm not.
Okay.
Hi, viewers.
Hey, viewers. Thanks for listening. We're going to put this one up. So we'll look to release, I think, we'll give me a day and a half, and we'll look to put new episodes up every Wednesday, and we will tape on Mondays. And if you're interested in watching the show, let us know, and we'll tweet the link out.
Yeah.
Any final words, Brian?
Not off the top of my mind. We're going to be, I don't know if anyone's going to be at Fall Q end of this week. I'll be there.
Fall Q, and don't forget, check this out. What's coming up on the next Check This Out? Any interviews?
We just had an interview with Matt Miller of Ditch This Textbook. So that's live right now. So you can check this out. You can check that out. Good episode.
Check that out. Okay. Is he a nice guy?
He's a really nice guy. Yeah.
Would you tell me if he wasn't on the air?
Yes.
You would. Okay.
I thought it was hilarious. If you listen to it, Ryan was actually, we did the interview. Ryan was in the parking lot at a high school. He had to drop his daughter off. And Matt just finished guitar practice, so he was in a nursing room at his family's church.
Wow, look at him.
Yeah,
so you guys go through great. Why can't I get dedicated co-podcasters like that? I can't get dedicated co-hosts anymore. Nobody wants to podcast with me. Well, Scott, I'm too grouchy. Scott's the only one. All right, well, thanks for listening to the Steam Team, and we will catch ya next time. See ya.